Welcome to the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program, Saturday evening, April 7th. It is, as I sit tonight in my flagship studio, AM 1380, WLRM Radio in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, and of course, simulcasting online. You can also find our broadcast archives at thepoliticalcesspool.org. As I said, been a great week for me, a busy week, been a busy night so far tonight as well on the radio program, and it will continue to be, I promise you that. Reverend Ted Pike will be our featured guest coming up in just a few minutes in this hour. Then, of course, the third hour, we shift over to celebration of Confederate History Month. April is Confederate History Month, recognized officially throughout the South. We're going to talk about that as we do each and every year. It's an annual tradition here at TPC. The third and final hour of each live broadcast of the month of April, dedicated to all things Southern as we salute and celebrate that great and glorious heritage. And also, though, we're going to be giving you our thoughts on Easter, and we hope you'll stick around for that coming up later towards the end of tonight's broadcast. Walked Keith Alexander downstairs to his car, and as we always do, listened, a little trick of radio. What you actually hear coming through the radio is delayed by a minute or two. That's just how it works. So what I'm saying right now, you'll hear in about 2 minutes' time. But nevertheless, a little trick of radio. I walked Keith down to the car. We were listening to the wrap-up of the first hour. We sounded good, didn't we? I think our friends in the CFCC Political Cesspool Online chat would agree. If you want to join the party, come on in. We're having a good time. CFCC.org, the Political Cesspool Online chat and virtual fan party is in full swing. All right, got a lot of ground to cover this hour before we welcome our featured guest for the evening. But first, we want to get to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Well, very simple. As far as Trayvon Martin is concerned, here is my take. I believe that the powers to be are setting this country up to be very similar to South Africa. You're going to see neck lacing of white people in this country, particularly done by gangs of hoodlums from the ghetto when the economy collapses. And Obama and the powers to be are cooking up the environment right now for this to happen. And there's an example of another story that got very little news play. A white kid in Kansas City had gasoline poured on his back, and the two black gangbanger types said, "This is what you deserve, white boy," and burned this white boy. That's what I'm afraid of that for my future, where I'll step outside the country, where I'll step outside my house, and I'll get necklaced, which means a tire is around my neck with gasoline inside as I'm burned alive. People better start waking up to this stuff. This is no joke. This is not going to be words one day. You'll be seeing foreign thugs with machetes start chopping heads off in the streets of America. No joke. And there'll be outright civil war. One example, look at Brazil and the favela. You'll have white people hold up in gated cities, and you'll have the third world surrounding the white areas and the Jewish areas, and you'll have civil war, where you have police death squads going inside the favelas and killing people. This is no joke. People better hold on to their hats and get ready. Thanks a lot, and have a good night.
I tell you what, again, a perfect embodiment of the political cesspool listener. Jeff, thank you so much for your comments and your well-spoken and articulated thoughts. No, I think you're right. And of course, that would be a worst case scenario, but it's just that sort of reality that we are fighting hard to get away from. You know, if it could happen in other parts of the world, it can certainly happen here. There's no magical force field protecting America, particularly now as we devolve increasingly into secularism and away from the faith that guided our people and guided this country, the Christian faith. And we'll be talking more about that again at the end of the third hour as we prepare to celebrate Easter tomorrow. But no, I mean, what happened in South Africa could very well happen here. And I think you can count on it unless we get to the point where the founding stock of this country, the dispossessed majority, until we get to a point where we are on a level playing field with the other folks that are here in terms of we have our representatives, we have our spokesmen, we have our media that goes out to ensure that our rights are not trampled upon. If we're not allowed to go in there and fight on a level playing field, then certainly we're going to be run over. Certainly we're going to be discriminated against even more than we are now. And that what is what motivates us to do our work here at the Political Cesspool Radio Program. We are motivated by love and love only, a love for our people. I want to see everyone succeed. I want to see everyone celebrate who they are and what they are. And I made mention of this on the David Duke radio program on the Rinse Radio Network earlier this week where I was his guest. And, you know, we both agreed. Listen, we have no problem with diversity. I appreciate the fact that other people have these things. But, you know, as a Christian and as a European American, I want the place where I live, the place that my people claimed as their own, their home. I want that part of the world to reflect our beliefs and our culture and our heroes. Everyone else, I don't want to take it from them. I don't hate anybody else. But as I've always said, I don't love anybody else as much as I love my own family and my own faith and my own way of life. The way of life that has been passed down to me generation after generation after generation by very good people, very accomplished people. And we deserve better than the so-called leadership we have today in politics, in the Republican Party, in our churches, and everywhere else. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now and give you a little bit of good news. The good news is Keith Olbermann has been fired again. As I said, you know, we're a listener-supported show, but if I had a dollar for every time Keith Olbermann had been fired, I would never need to raise money for the Political Cesspool again. And he was fired from Current TV, Al Gore's network, after complaining about everything. He complained about his studio. He wouldn't come to work. He would go on vacations during the middle of, like, the Iowa caucuses. He wasn't there to cover the Iowa caucuses as their main political anchor because he was, like, out of town and didn't want to come to work. He complained about the people who worked for the limousine service that drove him to and from the studio every day. He said they stunk and that they had the audacity to try to speak with them. And anyway, the bottom line is Keith Olbermann has been fired after just 14 months on the job. And listen to who they replaced him with, the pervert Elliot Spitzer, himself a CNN refugee. Head honchos for Current TV said that Keith Olbermann didn't share the network's values of respect, openness, and loyalty to our viewers. That's what Gore's company said in a statement. Well, anyway, Keith Olbermann fired again. He refused to use the $250,000 set. I wish somebody could come see WLRM. We actually have a video up at thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight of our studio, and we're proud of it. By God, we're proud of it. We love it. It's our home away from home. We spent many, many hours in here over the course of the last 8 years. But it's not a $250,000 studio. Olbermann gripes about his set there. Had a flaky work ethic. He's fired. But it could have happened to a nicer guy. We got to take a break, folks. I'll be back with more on the story and more right after this.
America has lost her way, lost her mooring, forgotten her direction. What once protected us from leftist theories and cloud-born wish lists of egalitarian quacks and crackpots was that our principles and values were grounded on experience, what actually worked. As settlers built new political societies from scratch, from the ground up, America was based on personal responsibility, our right to manage our own affairs without the dictation of central planners or a distant bureaucracy. But we're losing that foundation. We're losing our liberty. At www.truthbasedlogic.com, we offer arguments for which the enemies of traditional America have no answers. Truthbasedlogic.com exists to help us better understand, defend, and restore the heritage we are losing.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show, the political cesspool radio program, talking about the Keith Olbermann firing. Again, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Back in 2010, fans of this show will remember that Keith Olbermann attacked the Political Cesspool radio program back when he was working for MSNBC during one of his hysterical worst person in the world rants. And we actually have the clip of that video there for you at thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight. The reason Keith took us to task was because we had the nerve to feature as our guest Tim Adams, who, of course, broke, we scooped the entire national media by presenting Tim Adams to our audience. Tim Adams was the former senior elections clerk in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he said it was just common knowledge that Barack Obama didn't have a birth certificate. We had him on. That was the first time back in 2010, the first time up until that point that an actual insider had been interviewed by any mainstream media broadcast. And by having Tim Adams on the show, we received weeks worth of national news publicity. And of course, Tim Adams still makes occasional appearances in the news. And it was all started here on the Political Cesspool radio program. When we write the autobiography about our work on the show over these years, that will certainly be one of the stories that we relay. And it parlayed into us being targeted by Keith Olbermann himself, a man who goes through jobs like I go through socks. Keith Olbermann fired from listen, if you can't stick... If you can't stick with current TV and Al Gore, there's no hope for you. Anyway, another bit of interesting news. I don't know if it's good or bad or indifferent, but it's interesting. Yeah, I shared with you at the top of the show last week, I believe, that my family has a history of cancer on both sides. And this is a disease that claimed the lives of all four of my grandparents, with whom I was extremely close. My father has already beaten prostate cancer once. Needless to say, I'm genetically predisposed to have it at some point during my life. I hope many, many years from now. But much to my dismay, I also read an article, as I mentioned last week, that provided five additional warning signs that could heighten my risk of developing prostate cancer even more. And there was a couple of different things there, all of which I matched for. But one of the things they said is that, you know, if you have a high sex drive, you are predisposed perhaps to having prostate cancer. Of course, I think that would suggest you have an elevated testosterone, an elevated level of testosterone there, which accompanies early balding, which I had too. But at least I have good company. On point number five, a new study has been conducted in France that suggests that so-called right-wing voters enjoy intimate relations with their wife much more than liberals. Who would have ever guessed that men with testosterone would do that more than effeminate liberals? But here's the story. It goes down. It says French voters planning to back Nicolas Sarkozy in next month's election have sex less often than their left-wing rivals. However, followers of Marie Le Pen's far-right anti-immigrant National Front tops the frequency league, and it mentions how many times they enjoy this type of relationship, more often, the results show, than so-called conservatives, and certainly more than liberals. We actually had a listener of the show who comes from France, who lives in France, and he says, as a French right-winger, I can testify that this report, this study, is true. So fairly interesting. I'd like for a study to be conducted here in the United States with regards to that question and right-wingers, so-called right-wingers. You know, listen, if someone who I know calls me a right-winger, It's certainly, I take it as a compliment. If someone who is opposing my work calls me a right-winger, I know that they are intending that to be a jab at me in some way. But, you know, whatever. I am what I am. I consider myself to be a traditional American, a constitutionalist. I consider myself to be a paleoconservative, a Christian, whatever that translates into politically, you know, be that as it may. I mean, certainly those who hold viewpoints that would have been deemed to be traditional in the 1950s or called right-wing extremists today, whatever. Sometimes we get wrapped up in labels, but, you know, we're doing the good work here. We're doing the good work here on the Political Cesspool radio program. We tackle paleoconservatism, if you will, from a certain viewpoint. We certainly get into racial taboos, which I think are important. I think we need to have a frank, open, and honest discussion of racial issues, race realism, racial differences. We need to interject that and inject that into the court of public opinion through this radio program. That's what we do. It's one of the reasons we've become so well known, for better or for worse, depending on your political persuasion. But, you know, with Liberty News Radio Network, you really have the best of both worlds. You have the incomparable Sam Bushman covering our issues from a constitutional and political perspective. And I tell you, if you're not listening to the Liberty Roundtable show every Monday through Friday at libertyroundtable.com, you're really doing yourself a disservice. Sam has guests that are second to none. He tackles all of this from a legal, again, political, constitutional point of view. We come in, and certainly while we share the same beliefs as Sam, right down the line, we tackle more of a niche market with regards to some of the signature issues that we cover here. But between the two shows here on the Liberty News Radio Network, you are in good hands. Every day except Sunday, we both rest on Sunday. Sam does a little more work than I do. 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. I'm here 3 hours a week on Saturday nights, but anyway, folks, stay tuned to thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertyroundtable.com for all of your radio needs. Now, I wanted to get into an absolutely incredible column written by Pat Buchanan. I don't think that I'm going to have the time to do so because time is running out and we got Reverend Ted Pike coming up in just a few minutes. But Pat wrote what very well could have been, and I don't want to be overzealous here or over-sensational, but Pat wrote what could have been one of his best columns ever. And in the title of the column, of course, Pat Buchanan's been a repeat guest here on the Political Cesspool. Everybody knows that. But the title of his article was, "It's All About Race Now," and it pertains to the Trayvon Martin story out of Sanford, Florida. You're all well familiar on that. I feel as though we've beat it to death the last couple of weeks, but everybody else has been. So, you know, we certainly have to put in an objective point of view on the matter. and we do so here on the Political Cesspool. But go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, scroll back to the second page of the current blog entries. You'll find Pat's column. It's all about race now. I tell you, God bless that man. What a great piece of writing you'll find there. And also, I'd like to ask the president, Barack Obama, who said that if he had had a son, he would have looked like Trayvon Martin. I would like to ask Obama, would your son have also looked like Trevin Lewis? Yet another young black male who has been arrested in Seattle, Washington, for the brutal murder of a 65-year-old white male who was coming over to break up a drug party that was being held by Trevin Lewis. And so, you know, again, Obama wanted to stir the racial pot by suggesting that in some way Trayvon Martin was shot just because he was black, which I think is absolutely bogus. Well, Mr. President, would your son have also looked like Trevin Lewis? Would he have looked like the young men that Jeff from Massachusetts brought back up when he called into the show, that tackled the 13-year-old white boy as he was walking home from school, these three black youths, and set his head on fire and said, that's what you get for being white. You know, would your son have also looked like any of those kids? Got to take a break. Reverend Ted Pike going to let you know how to fight back against ABC and their anti-Christian programming right after this. Stay tuned.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs. And there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number three, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Are you looking for literature from authors who aren't ashamed of their European-American heritage? Are you looking for books that don't shy away from the forbidden facts? You used to look all over the internet for these books, but you can now find them all at the same place, lighthouseliterature.com. Whether you're looking for rare classics from the great thinkers or the latest and most popular books from guys like me, Lighthouse Literature is your trusted source for the best books at the best prices. For a limited time, you can get my new book, Racism Schmacism, from Lighthouse Literature for only $10. When you make a purchase from www.lighthouseliterature.com, you're helping support dedicated real-world advocates and activists. So, what are you waiting for? Surf on over to lighthouseliterature.com. A bright light for the right.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Don't forget, we have a very busy third hour coming up as well a little bit later on this evening. The show's only half over tonight, if you can believe it. We've already covered so much ground. But perhaps what will be the highlight of tonight's show is the interview that we have for you coming up this very second. We welcome back to the show our very good friend, the director of the National Prayer Network at truthtellers.org, the man who has logged more appearances over the last 8 years on this radio program than any other guest we've ever hosted. I am talking about, of course, the incomparable Reverend Ted Pike. And Ted Pike is with us tonight to talk about the campaign that he is leading against ABC and its anti-Christian program, GCB. And when I say GCB, Ted, I think everyone knows what we're talking about. Certainly anyone who's visited my website or yours over the course of the last several weeks, so we'll refrain from saying the full name of that monstrosity on the air tonight. But Ted, first of all, let me welcome you back to the political cesspool. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, James.
All right. I'm going to ask you four questions right now, and we'll spend the next 20 minutes answering them. Let's talk about GCB. What's it about? Who's behind it? What are you doing to stop it, and how can we help you? Let's start with the first one. What's the show all about?
Well, the show is actually an adaptation of Kim Gatlin's book, and again, I guess the title is unmentionable, but it was written by Robert Harling, who actually is a Gentile, but the actual creative guts of the show comes entirely from Jews, starting with Robert Iger, who is CEO of Disney, and he is the one who gives the green light to go ahead with this. It could not go ahead without his permission. He's a practicing, observant, Orthodox or conservative Jew. And then we have Darren Star, who is the real genius behind it. He's the executive producer. He's a well-known Jewish homosexual. And he's, of course, the producer for Desperate Housewives and Melrose Place and others. Then there's Alan Poole, again, another homosexual Jew, who is the director. Alan Poole is an extremely aggressive homosexual advocate, a real raving homosexual with a keen, very public record of promoting a gay homosexual rights, I should say sodomite rights. And then Aaron Kaplan. Kaplan is the producer, and not a great deal is known about his background. But it's obviously the program is all about Christian bashing. It's taking women in Dallas, Texas, Christian women, so-called Christian women, and portraying them as utterly hypocritical and sniping and evil and vindictive and silly and immoral, extremely immoral, just about every vice you could imagine. And it's supposed to be all in good fun at the expense of the women of Dallas, Texas, which evidently are considered by this crew to be more hypocritical than any other women in the world. But you have to ask the question, what if it were titled good Jewish blank, GC? Anyway, the ADL would explode like a nuclear bomb with protests at the racism, the anti-Semitism. There would be absolutely no tolerance. The whole Jewish community in America would be protesting this hate crime. And in fact, I wrote an article at truthtellers.org in which I said, is this a Jewish hate crime against Christians? And I pointed out that in every country in the world where ADL has established a hate crimes law, which is about 60 countries in the world, if this were against Jews, Jewish women, Muslim women, black women, or even just women in general, it would be indictable as a hate crime.
But, amen.
Yeah.
Ted, you are on a roll right here, and I want you to continue to follow that train of thought, but I interrupt you only to accentuate your point. We all know the name of the show. You want to get the uncensored name, you go to truthtellers.org, you follow Ted's heroic crusade against this anti-Christian monstrosity. I've been so moved by Ted's leadership here that I have basically been sucking his articles and just reposting them verbatim at thepoliticalcesspool.org because I want everybody to be engaged in this campaign against GCB. But surely, if it wasn't GCB, if it was good Jewish blank, if it was good Muslim blank, if it was good, whomever blank, anyone but Christians, you're right, Ted. You've said it so well. The seventh level of hell would be unleashed against the producers and the company that broadcast the show. But it's, as it turns out, it is good Christian blank, and it seems as though only a few true Christian leaders like yourself is out there putting himself on the front line and delivering results against this. So I ask you this, Ted. Where is the so-called Christian leadership? It seems as though every church on this continent, if not every church around the world, should be engaged in a unified front against ABC. Where are the pastors? Where are the reverends? Where is the Christian leadership?
Yeah, that is the $64,000 question, obviously. Where is James Dobson? Where, I could go on. Where is Robert Land, head of the Southern Baptist Convention? Where is Tony Perkins, head of Family Research Council? I could go on and on. In fact, it would be so easy. Each one of these leaders in 15 minutes could draft a powerful public statement, which they could release to the news services. We could have hundreds of national leaders joining with us. They wouldn't even have to go out and do the work of calling these companies threatening boycotts like we're doing. Just their prestige, just the publicity would be of an enormous help. But they can't even bring that to the surface. They simply, I believe my theory is that they do know that ABC is Jewish, that this is a quintessentially Jewish attack upon Christianity. And they don't, just, it's just like the hate bill fight that I was in. They knew that the ADL was behind the hate crimes laws everywhere. And yet they knew that if they went after a Jewish organization and Jewish creativity, legislative and now in the media, that they would be opening themselves for vindictiveness from ADL, possibly the accusation of anti-Semitism, or even being associated or taking influence from me as I'm leading this fight. And so they've decided to hunker down, and maybe they're rationalizing that the second coming of Christ is coming very soon or whatever, and the rapture will take them out, and it won't make any difference. I don't know what their thinking is. But it's sheer cowardice. Jesus said, if they attack my disciples, they're attacking me. If they hate you, they hate me. If they hate me, they hate the Father who sent me. And if they are attacking Christian women or the whole idea of Christian women, then they are attacking the Church of Jesus Christ. They are attacking Jesus Christ himself. In a recent e-alert, I asked the question, if you were whizzing along the road and you saw Jesus in the gutter beside the road and you saw these Jews beating him up violently to the point of death, would you continue by saying it was really not any of your concern and it might even seem anti-Semitic if you helped Jesus with Jews attacking him? Well, that's exactly what's happening here. And I point out that in the day of judgment, these leaders are not going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou the joy of the Lord." I'm afraid there's a good chance with them turning their back on him in his hour of need like now, it's going to be, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity."
Ted, I tell you, I'm sitting here, I wish this was television rather than radio. I'm sitting here pumping my fists as I listen to you. And folks, you know, listen, grow up. If there's anybody out here listening to the show tonight who's saying, "Well, listen, I mean, you know, Ted Pike's using the word Jew too much. Does he have something against Jews?" No, the only thing Ted Pike has against Jews is, in this case, their involvement in the mocking of Jesus Christ through their work at ABC Television. You're talking about one of the biggest, outlets in the world, one of the original television stations, and this is what they've been reduced to. Of course, ABC affiliated with Disney. Walt Disney wouldn't have stood for this. We shouldn't either. And I tell you what, Ted Pike is a true American hero for his willingness to go out there and to mention this publicly and in the court of public opinion, and we stand with Ted Pike. I don't know where. All we can do is speculate, as Ted Pike did. where the so-called Christian leadership is, but there is no battle going on right now in the public square, in my opinion, that is more pertinent than this one. I mean, you're talking about a primetime Sunday night TV show entitled Good Christian Blank. We know what the blank stands for. And, you know, thank God we have Reverend Ted Pike, because that's all we've got.
A silver lining of this, quite frankly, well, I'll tell you about in a minute.
Yeah, we got a break coming up, Ted. Let's just hold it right there. When we come back, everybody, listen, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. Ted Pike is not only battling against ABC, he has been effective. And I think Ted and Ted alone has been able to get a number of sponsors to drop their advertising dollars and leave GCB and ABC. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you how he's done it and how you can help him. Help yourself. Help our faith right after this. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. Not just talking with a friend of mine, but I think truly, and I say this without an ounce of sensationalism, talking with a hero of mine, Reverend Ted Pike. This is a man that we've been honored to know for the entire run of the Political Cesspool radio program to date. He's been appearing since our very inception back in 2004, and seemingly each appearance is better than the last. And there's a reason we continue to bring Ted Pike on the show so often. He's an eloquent spokesman for our cause. and he's a man who delivers results. Now, in the last segment, we were talking with Reverend Pike about the basics, about what ABC is doing here with this monstrosity, GCB, who's behind it. And listen, you know, it is what it is. Jewish people, Zionist people, are behind this program. If Muslims were behind it, Ted Pike and I would be talking about it tonight. But we're going to mention the name that no one else dare mention. Jewish interests are behind the show. They're funding it. They're producing it. They're the ones putting it out. So we're gonna tell you about it. We're going to tell you the truth. We're not going to hide that candle under a bushel. But now that we know what the show's all about, and listen, folks, if you're just coming to know about this, go to truthtellers.org. All of the background information is there at Ted Pike's official internet headquarters, truthtellers.org. Of course, at thepoliticalcesspool.org, we're covering a lot of Ted's work and providing updates on Ted's crusade there as well. So either of the sites will do, but truthtellers.org is where you need to go as far as this campaign is concerned. Ted, let's fast forward to what you've been doing over the course of the last couple of weeks in applying pressure on the sponsors of GCB and how effective that crusade has been and how we can help. Take it from there, Ted Pike.
Yes, at truthtellers.org we have not only lots of articles explaining this, but also the entire list of all the sponsors with their phone numbers and with their email addresses. And many, many people are coming there. Literally thousands of people are coming right off of the search engines. In fact, I was mentioning before the break that a silver lining of this is that I just dominate these search engines, Google, and because there's nobody else writing articles. And they just stack up. If you Google boycott GCB or protest, you'll find my articles just studying, especially the first page, four major articles on the first page of those titles. And some of my titles say, you know, like the Jews behind it, or Jewish hate crime, etc. And I'm getting the word out to letting the Jews, in fact, ADL, the Jews, the Jewish supremacists, know that I'm screaming from the top of the housetops at the top of my lungs that this is Jewish, that the Jewish community in America should be putting pressure upon their brethren in the media to put an end to it, because it is creating a lot of bad blood between Christians and Jews, and Christians rightfully resent this sacrilege and this attack upon their faith. In fact, just this Sunday, tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Pacific time, just to show you what these Jews think of Christianity on our most sacred holiday observation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord, they're having a doubleheader GCP tomorrow night, 2 hours back-to-back, and they're claim they're wanting to run an experiment and to see if GCB is going to be popular enough to take over Desperate Housewives in the next season at the 9 o'clock slot. This is no accident. This is a sacrilege. This is blasphemy. There are millions of Christians and their children who are going to be in church on Sunday, Easter Sunday, hearing the praises of their Savior, Jesus Christ. And here are these evil Jews wanting to tarnish that, to defile that in the evening with more desecration of Christianity and our faith. This is no accident. And so what I'm telling people is come to truthtellers.org, get a hold of that mailing, that email list, that phone list. Let's have some real patriotism here. Let's have some fight. Not just sunshine patriots. You know what a sunshine patriot is? They want to say freedom if they just don't have to do too much work, too much calling or too much effort in order to do that. This list is for people who are serious about saving Christianity, especially Jesus Christ, as I said, who's being cast into a ditch here and killed and re-crucified by these profane Jews in Hollywood. We've got to stand up, because if we don't, there are more sacrileges like this coming. In fact, they are wanting, ABC is wanting to make GCB permanent fair in next year's season and the season after that. So we're seeing just the beginning here of an outrage, a desecration of Christianity that has to be stopped now. It's time for all good women and men in America, women especially, who are outraged by this, to come to Truth Tellers, get those phones going, get your emails going out, demanding that we get a statement from these sponsors. Right now, we've had in 8 working days, we've had 8 major sponsors bail out on support of GCB. We have a total of 9 sponsors. These include Kraft, Pepsi, Huggies, Progressive, Bear Essentials, Marshalls, which includes TJ Maxx, Lindt Chocolates, Royal Caribbean, Scrubbing Bubbles, and Pedigree, which is Mars Pet Care. All of those have bailed out in the last 8 or 9 days from support of GCB. I believe there's a lot more if the people who care in this country will get behind this boycott effort.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Ted Pike is absolutely on fire tonight, and he is setting my heart and soul on fire just to hear the passion in his voice as he rails against this attack on Christianity on the eve of Easter. And I want to say 2 points here. Number one, he is exactly right. It is no coincidence that ABC is airing back-to-back episodes of GCB on Easter Sunday. Let me tell you why that's no coincidence. This is mid-season for GCB. This show debuted, a few weeks back. There are still several weeks left in its season. So for a show in mid-season to air back-to-back episodes, that is highly unusual. You would see that either during the premiere or in the season finale. They're doing it mid-season and on Easter Sunday, no less. So that's something to keep in mind. Also, it is encouraging. Ted Pike just rattled off a list of the sponsors that have dropped their support, pulled their advertising dollars from GCB as a result of the phone calls and emails that you have sent in to these advertisers. Now, Ted Pike is leading this charge, as you well know, ladies and gentlemen. We need you, if you're listening tonight, be a part of it. Let Easter motivate and encourage you and inspire you to be a part of this. Go to truthtellers.org. There, several times a week, Ted Pike updates the list of current and previous sponsors. He updates the list of those who are currently sponsoring the show. He updates the list of those sponsors who have dropped their support of the program as a result of your phone calls and emails in defense of the Christian faith. So truthtellers.org is, as Ted said, the only website on the entire internet, despite the millions and millions, hundreds of millions of so-called proclaiming Christians here in this country, in America. Ted Pike is the only one doing anything about this show, and we are supporting him to the fullest extent that we can. Now, this is a radio program, ladies and gentlemen. This is an interview that you need to send out to your friends, certainly to your friends in church and to your pastors. Let them hear, and through the broadcast archives, after tonight's show is added to our broadcast archives, direct them to the second hour and have them listen to the segment that Ted Pike played a part in. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left this hour, really only about 1 minute. But, Ted, you have a friend and a fan here that I wasn't going to bring on to the third hour. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is in. He has been using your work and spreading your emails to the members of his church, which is a fairly prominent Southern Baptist church, prominent in so much as the church that Eddie goes to has billboards all over town. They have a nightly television program that airs on the local cable here in Memphis. And, of course, like every other church, they are silent on this issue. But Eddie has been taking your message, your work, to church with him, Ted. And here's what he'd have to say here to conclude this interview.
Ted, you go. One thing I can say about you, Ted, you have been 100% consistent in your beliefs ever since I've been on this radio show. I think I've been on since about 05 or 06. But, Ted, what I've been doing in my church, the one that James mentioned, I have, like he said, I have used your work. For instance, I pulled up all the conditional promises that God made to Israel in the Old Testament. I've let them know that that the promises were not unconditional. For instance, if the Israelites would stop their idolatry, come back to God, he would bless them. But yes. God, unlike a lot of Southern Baptist churches, like the one I go to, and the Sunday school class I go to, it's like the Jews can do no wrong. There's nothing they can do that that would stop this church from blessing them. I caused quite a ruckus about 3 weeks ago in an Esther class, and I just got really fed up. I could listen no more. And I asked them, people, I said, is there any line in the sand that you will not back down from? Ted, looks like we're going to have to go to a break, but I'd like to talk to you some more. I wonder if it'd be a possibility.
Yes, James. We'll get Ted Pike. I'll tell you what. Let's try to get Ted Pike on again next week. It seems as though every time we have a chance to talk with Ted, it goes by far too quickly. We're coming up on a break. We've got to shift gears in the third hour. But, folks, I want to remind you, go to truthtellers.org and get your marching orders from Ted. Ted, would you be willing to come back next week and continue this conversation?
I sure will. Thanks again.
Reverend Ted Pike, everybody, truthtellers.org. We're going to have you back on next week. Okay, we're going to take a break. Third hour and final hour forthcoming right after this.